From KCRW, it's the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Welcome to Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiatakis. If you're on your way up to Santa Clarita on the 5 freeway, you'll pass by one of the single most important feats of engineering that made Los Angeles the city it is today, where William Mulholland delivered his famous line, "There it is, take it," the LA Aqueduct. Hundreds of miles of canals snaking their way from the Owens Valley down here to L.A., supplying our dry climate with the water it needs to support the millions of people who live here.
The water that comes into Los Angeles is exposed, so it's the last 70 miles. All that water just baking in the sun and evaporating.
Outgoing L.A. City Councilmember Mitch O'Farrell says about 10% of the water shuttled through the L.A. Aqueduct gets lost to evaporation, literally vanishes into thin air. So how do you stop it? The new fad? Cover it with solar panels.
We're looking at, you know, the cliche of the lowest hanging fruit, and this is certainly one of them, because it could bring power from the rights of way that we already control right into the urban core of the city of Los Angeles.
More water, more renewable energy. Sure sounds like a win-win. So why haven't we done it already? I mean, there's always a catch, right? More now from KCRW's Kaylee Wells.
It's not a brand new idea. This actually started more than a decade ago in India. The first project only covered 750 meters and produced about a megawatt of power, but they've added several more projects since then. It's an idea that makes a lot of sense for California. We've got the largest state water project in the country. Most of the state's water comes from the northern half of California, and most of it gets used in the southern half. So some researchers at UC Merced decided to study whether India's solar-covered aqueduct idea could work here. One of the people running that study, Brandy McEwen.
If we put solar panels over all 4,000 miles of California's open canals, and we estimated we could save 65 billion gallons of water annually. That's enough for the residential water needs of 2 million people and enough to irrigate 50,000 acres of farmland.
Cover the canals and you stop losing most of that water. Cover them with solar panels and now you're cooking with gas. Or, you know, solar electricity. Here's McEwen.
You know, the political wind is at our back right now, and that's another reason this is gaining traction now.
Water savings, check. Another benefit, solar without ecological damage. Acres of solar panels spread out across the land can mean disrupting the habitat of plants and animals that live there. Where there are canals, there's already ecological disruption, so you might as well make the most of those acres. Plus, if you cover state-owned aqueducts with solar panels, no one has to buy or rent a new piece of land.
For the state to meet its mandate of 60% renewables, 2030, 100% renewables by 2045, start to question, is there really enough land available to build solar farms and wind farms?
Jordan Harris is co-founder of Solar Aquagrid, which is the company that's in charge of figuring out how to install California's first project. Yes, the state is going to try it.
So looking at already disturbed land, starting with every rooftop parking lot, but these 4,000 miles of canals are really significant in helping this state meet that.
The first step is to try it out on a smaller scale.
We thought we were the absolute perfect agency to pilot it, since we're both the water agency and the electric utility.
Josh Weimer is the external affairs manager with the Turlock Irrigation District, which is about halfway between Fresno and Sacramento. He says they decided to try out the idea on a couple miles of their canals in Turlock when Brandy McEwen and the other UC Merced scientists released their study last year. Besides the water and power benefits, Weimer says they're hoping the solar panels will stop weeds from growing in their aqueduct, which is an expensive problem for them now.
And we spend over $1 million a year to clean our canal system to make sure that those weeds are not blocking drops or side gates that really would jeopardize the reliable delivery of irrigation water.
Like any brand new idea, it's not without its hurdles. Good news is the project in India came with lessons about what not to do, like don't use expensive, cumbersome steel to hold up the panels, which corrodes over time. Plus, it's tough to move, which makes cleaning it pretty difficult.
So it inspired us to look for a design that would be lightweight, less material, and allow access. And so our designs are cable steel suspension, and they're at least 50% less material, 50% less weight.
Now Turlock Irrigation District has the plans in place. They're just waiting for the materials to arrive. Thanks to a pandemic-ridden supply chain, construction's not expected to start until early next year. But that doesn't mean other cities are waiting to hear how that goes to try it out for themselves.
And we thought, well, wait a second. We've got 370 miles of an aqueduct. How about we do it here, too?
Councilmember O'Farrell chairs the City of LA's Committee on Energy, Climate Change, and Environmental Justice. He introduced the motion to essentially copy what's happening up north.
So, yeah, it's one of those things of, gosh, how come no one thought of this before? I chuckle because it is so obviously a path that we should head down and fully investigate.
Last week, the City Council voted to figure out how to fund a project like this down here in Southern California.
Just placing panels on the uncovered section of the future solar canal could generate 70, 80, or even up to 100 megawatts of solar power. And this is just the one section that we're talking about, for starters, enough to power tens of thousands of homes.
On top of that, solar panels floating over water are actually about 5% more efficient than solar panels floating over land. It keeps the panels cooler so they work better, kind of like how your phone starts to slow down when it gets too hot. Here's LADWP Power Engineering Manager Arash Sadie.
Typically, these systems are either on rooftops or on carports, steel structures, or ground mounts. So the heat that's generated from these environments tend to reduce the production. So the gain here is that we'll be able to see more production.
But solar over canals also comes with its downsides.
Insulation costs are high. And so when I mean high, I'm talking about in the order of magnitude 5 to 6 times higher than if you were to install ground mount.
And that added cost would get passed on to the ratepayers. O'Farrell has an answer for that. He says, for now, federal money set aside by the Biden administration for infrastructure projects can fund this one. The other problem? Transmitting electricity generated from a set of solar panels in the middle of nowhere isn't an easy task.
This is 62 miles. If we run 62 miles of cable, you're going to have immense losses, especially at lower voltages.
The possible solution there? Provide the power from the solar panels to homes near the canals, so it's not traveling as far.
We definitely have a need to preserve where possible, and that's the intent here. A lot of it is still in flux, meaning that there is not an industry standard that's acceptable today.
There isn't a great timeline yet for when we can look up at the LA Aqueduct from the 5 in Sylmar and see black, shiny solar panels on top of it. That doesn't mean O'Farrell isn't optimistic.
I've always thought of this as a spiritual quest. I'm excited about it, and I know we can do it. The roadmap is there. It's very clear, and we know we can do it.
For now, LA is on track to meet its goal of having 100% renewable energy by 2045. With so much of that plan reliant on switching from gas cars and heating systems to electric ones, the city will need to leap at more projects like this one. For KCRW, I'm Kaylee Wells.
Still to come, keeping water in the aqueduct is one thing, creating more water along the coast is another, and the Coastal Commission has approved a couple of desalination plants for California, in addition to those that are already here. How the idea of desal has evolved as the state has become drier. That's yours after this short break.